The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 6th day of May 2020. And I had to reschedule to tomorrow. I was going to have Bill Bullard on from RCAF USA. It's a national nonprofit organization, and that's dedicated to ensuring continued profitability and viability of the U.S. cattle industry. Yeah, it's in serious trouble. And Tuesday, I'm going to have Clyde Lewis on. So set your clocks for that one. On today's program, woman that I know, known her for a while, from Michigan, fighting those vaccines, which is now taking center stage again. It seems to be a problem that doesn't want to go away. That's because we have interested parties that just want to turn us into human pincushions at your expense, both monetarily and physically. Mary Toko. Hello, Mary.
Hi, John. Great to be back with you again.
Well, how are you?
I'm just doing wonderful.
The rest of the world's going to hell. That's a good statement. You've already made many people envious.
Well, you know what it is, John? I realize that, you know, I've been in this industry for a long time, like you have, and we've been predicting that things are going to get crazy. And so I guess I'm prepared for the crazy, not that I'll ever get used to it, but I also know it's a great time for wake-up calls and for people to realize what's going on. And, you know, there is some hope that we can turn this world around, perhaps for a short period of time anyway. And so I'm optimistic that people are waking up and realizing the crisis that we're in.
It's not a flu crisis. It's not a pandemic crisis. It's a plandemic crisis. And what they have been doing, did you get that email that I sent over to you, how the states had been set up to administer during a crisis such as this plandemic? Did you see?
Yes, I did. I did. And it is, I don't encourage people to be in fear, but if we don't make some changes on a local level as soon as possible, we're really going to be in bad shape.
Well, and take a look at what they did. We looked at this, Mary, this COVID-19 crisis. We looked at this right from the start. And to be objective, I walked into this thing. I said, okay, here's the situation. So we started gathering the facts, started doing the research, looking under the rocks to try to any place and everywhere. And what we determined was, yeah, this was a coordinated plandemic worldwide. And they have plans not just of vaccinations for flus, but if we take a look at the people that have the vested and the monetary interest in this, I mean, Mary, take a look at the two that have been kind of orchestrating this from Washington, D.C. Fauci and Birx. Fauci is as dirty as they come. Bill Gates, he's made wonderful vaccines. Last figure I heard is upwards to a half a million children paralyzed by one of his wonderful vaccines.
Yes.
And that the CDC has over 380 vaccines they have yet to roll out. So when people die from this stuff, Mary, we get to go to vaccine court, where if you receive a settlement, part and parcel, of that settlement is non-disclosure. You take the money and keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
When people are damaged by this, and I mean in major life-changing ways, you get to go to vaccine court. It's kind of like the IRS. You go to the IRS and you're put on trial by three bureaucrats with books that are about 18 inches thick, and they call that a court. The fix has been in, but Mary, have you? This has got to be giving you this has got to be giving you hope, because for years and years and years, you worked your fingers to the bone, trying to educate state legislators in Michigan. You did your level best to tell them about the vaccines, the dangers of autism, why this is happening, and you were shunted and many times ignored. People did pay attention to you, and they ran with the information, but it was, oh, it's that autism thing. Yeah, we got to do something about that. Well, here's another vaccine, folks. Here's another vaccine manufactured crisis. And Mary, I hate to say this, but it kind of puts a tiny little lift in my step to know that what we have been talking about all these years, much of which is now being validated by these crooks and liars, thieves, money grubbers. I don't know. Give them a name. Give them a title.
I call them the medical mafia. They're corrupt as it can get. And that doesn't mean that I'm against all medical people, John. I am grateful for those out there who are working in emergency medical care. I am grateful that we have the best of the best in the world when it comes to crisis care, you know, heart attacks and strokes and broken bones. But the bottom line is we have a medical mafia running the country.
Yep.
And their a goal and their agenda is to keep everybody sick and to milk as much as they can out of us through the pharmaceutical industry. And then when we die, it's like no big deal. We're just a number to them.
Well, numbers. By the way, I have to bring this up. I was talking to one of our other talk show hosts today on the phone, Mr. Bennett, and he said, look, he says, I played that video. There's a video that's been released. You texted it to me. I'm not quite sure the pronunciation of Judy's last name. Is it Mikovits?
Mikovits, yes.
I got it right. Mikovits.
And, or Mikovich. You know, I'm not sure. Mikovich, maybe?
Well, we'll go with Mikovits for right now. But at any rate, this is a documentary that it's going to be totally done and released by the summer. But it's there's chapters of it that has already come out. And what has happened to this woman was absolutely incredible. She was blowing the whistle on people like Fauci and the vaccine game, and she was naming names. Well,
absolutely.
They ran up on her house, scared the living crap out of her and her husband. They cuffed her, took her to jail. She spent 5 years in jail without even being charged. The inference was that, well, you might have stolen information from your employers. Well, that's what court systems are all about. You want to accuse me of a crime? Great. Here's my platform. Charge me. Give me my lawyer. Give me my bond, and I'll be in court. That didn't happen. There were no lawyers. There was no bond. And she sat and rotted in jail for 5 years trying to destroy her. Well, here's a woman of courage, much like yourself, because you never quit. I'm sure that you were told that, you know, hey, lady, why don't you find another line of work? This is, Mary, I am to the point now where people are past the point of fearful. There are always going to be those that go down that road. But the only thing that this has done for the majority of the people that I've been speaking to, it's made them angry. extremely angry. The woman, the hair salon up in Dallas that she decided she was going to open up, well, they threw her in jail for 7 days. The governor of Texas is telling Dallas up there, hey, let her out of jail. This whole thing of this planned shutdown, and here's the real tragedy of this. Information becomes people's perception. And what the mainstream media was telling us, and even Fox, and even Donald Trump, shame on them for doing this. Oh, the economy, before the COVID-19, the economy's great. We only have 3.5 million or 3.5% unemployment rate. It's wonderful. We have more people now working than ever have been in America. When all this was abject chicanery. And I remember, and I know you do, because it really stifled this economy and economies around the world, the 2008, 2009, oh, there was another crisis, this time it's banking. And many people lost their homes, their livelihoods, destroyed their careers, destroyed their business, destroyed their marriages, destroyed their families. And we never recovered from that. Now, here we go with COVID-19, and oh, we all got a shelter in place. I'm sorry, you have to shut down. These businesses that were shut down, that were barely making a profit, keeping their doors open before this happened, are now shut down, and they're never coming back, ever.
It's really been tragic. I don't think any of us could understand the depth of the destruction that has happened by shutting down the country like we have.
Well, we're seeing it now, and I'll tell you what the next step is. Mary, I know you've been watching the demonstrations going on all around the country.
I've been to some of them, yes.
up in Lansing, they had their second demonstration, and the Second Amendment people showed up there, and they were armed, and the Michigan State Police really didn't bat an eye over that one because they understood this entire thing, and this is boiled down to. It's just not open up my business or let's get these phase 1, 2, 3, and 4 over real quickly. No, this was challenging the government on the basis of what business and what authority are you pretending that you have to do something like this, to arbitrarily, based on somebody's way faulty models and abject outright lies, you decide to arbitrarily, and you didn't pick me out personally, but across the board, you just decided to destroy my life.
And John, that's exactly why I rebirthed a program that I put together back in 2009, 2010. Back then we had the H1N1 flu, so-called flu pandemic, where states were passing bills saying that if you didn't get a flu shot, they were going to be able to arrest you, fine you $1,000 a day, put you in jail, and take your children away. So I was very concerned back then with the H1N1 flu pandemic. That never happened. And I put together this county sheriff plan of action because I have discovered, like myself, most people do not understand that our Constitution was formed as a republic, and there within it, there is power given to the sheriff to uphold the Constitution, your Bill of Rights, and go against any unconstitutional mandate that your state would try to pass. And so that is exactly why I redid my sheriff plan of action, and I'm getting it out to people in hopes to empower them to go and find their local sheriff, have some good conversation with them, let them know what their concerns are, and just open up the doors of communication here and find out where their sheriff stands pertaining to these lockdowns, which many of them are unconstitutional.
Well, and it's kind of interesting. I made the observation that finally the police have been placed in a position, they're between a rock and a hard place. Behind them, they've got their policy masters and their bosses telling them this is what you're going to do. And they're weighing this thing out. They're listening to the public and what they've got to say, and it's an uncomfortable position for them. They are going to have, as individuals, as citizens, okay, not as cops, not as law enforcement, but as individual, as Americans, they're going to have to make up their mind. I'm sorry, that badge on your chest, that's just your job. You as an American, if you are going to stand in the way of the citizenry, or you're going to enforce law, or most of this is just policy, folks. It's not even law. This is the one question I keep asking everybody. The pandemic, okay, we got rules. I said, show me the law. There are no laws here. These are executive orders or mandates or policy statements that are being enacted. And these cops, they're not feeling too good about their jobs. Many cops, I don't know how they are in your neck of the woods, but down here in Round Rock, these guys, if somebody's got a burned out taillight, there is so little activity for these guys to chase around. You'll get 8, 10, 12 cops on one routine stop for some old lady with a burned out taillight.
Wow.
So they're in a position right now. And this is why, Mary, I've been repeating this over and over and over and over again. I understand that many people are distressed. I understand that they're anxious. I understand that they're very angry. But with these demonstrations, the one thing that I have been urging is absolute calm. You walk with that air of, I know what I'm doing. I don't have to act like an Antifa guy. I don't have to run around mask. I don't have to get in your face and scream and sputter and spit. We walk with a quiet confidence because, Mary, we're right.
Absolutely. And I do agree that we have to handle ourselves in a professional manner. I actually, currently I'm residing in South Carolina, and I was in Columbia about a week ago for our, you know, we did the same thing. We went to our capital here, and we were basically saying, open up the state and open up the country. And yet we have not been locked down like Michigan and New York and some of these other states. I have family in Michigan, and they were told that they couldn't mow their grass. They couldn't rake in their yard. The different department, the stores that sell rakes like Lowe's and Home Depot, they were not allowed to go in and shop. They weren't allowed to buy paint to paint the outside or the inside of their house. They were told, you're not allowed to do any home improvement right now. To me, I cannot believe that.
Well,
it makes no sense.
Well,
it makes no sense.
And this, I have... Mary, for the first time in my life, I am lacking in descriptive adjectives, because this goes well beyond the spoken word and trying to relay by way of that word exactly how deep, dark, dank, stupid, evil, assign a tag, I don't care what you call it. It is monumental in its effects. And Mary, I'm looking at people like Bill Gates. This little nerdball, I don't know if he realizes it or not, but his stuff is in the wind right now. Fauci and his background is in the wind. I watch Fox News. I watch Fox News today. Now, were you aware that the CDC had adjusted the death numbers, the COVID-19 death numbers?
Yes, I am aware of it. And just that in itself, as far as I'm concerned, they owe everyone in the country an apology. They need to admit that they are wrong about it all, that they have single-handedly, or as a group, they have destroyed our economy. They have hurt children and families, and that they're going to do everything they can to get this country open as fast as they can. But that's not what we're hearing.
Well, and you're not going to hear it from Fox News, the supposedly last bastion of conservative news and viewpoint and opinion, is still, as of 20 minutes ago, they're still saying that 71,000 deaths due to the COVID-19 virus. You know, folks, there are things in the works, and I'm going to tease you one more time with this one. There are things in the works that we're going to totally bypass this mainstream media, lamestream media, entirely leave them in the dust and get on with the business of informing people with the truth and the real news. Mary Toko is my guest. Childhoodshots.com is her website.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back talking with Mary Toko today. Her website, childhoodshots.com. You've got a DVD set available, Vaccines, Risk, Responsibilities, and Rights. And that's available. That's a six DVD set, and that's available off of your website, 50% off on that. So, folks, you might want to take a look at that. This is information that's being garnered. Our responsibility is to take the information from people that are diligently working, drilling down on the truth and putting the information out. It's static unless you do something with it. So spread the word. Your book, you got a new book coming out, Natural Immune Development, A Deeper Understanding. And I'm just dying to ask you this question. Because my observation, and I'm not a medical person. I've had no medical training. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a failed medical student, but I was able to determine and deduce that when they started these sheltering in place orders, which, by the way, for your health and safety and benefit, remember the mass shootings, folks, they would tell you to do what? And the schools, to shelter in place. Same kind of control mechanism, same verbiage even. They didn't even bother to change it. But Mary, you know, I was looking at this and going, okay, now they're telling everybody they've got to go home. You can't work. You got to close your business. You can't go into a store to buy a damn rake to go rake your leaves. You could be on a paddleboard in the middle of the ocean, and it doesn't matter. If somebody in authority sees you, you may be arrested. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, wait a minute. Every season, there's a flu season every single year. And it comes, and people get infected, and then it goes away. They keep telling you that, oh, well, next year we'll have a vaccine against that virus, and the damn thing has already morphed. Their vaccines are absolutely useless because they're always at the tail end of the at. You can't get ahead of this unless you're predicting based on inside information that they know and you don't. You couldn't possibly make a vaccine for this stuff. But what they did, Mary, was interrupted the flu cycle. And now what they're telling us is, well, we've got to prepare for the second wave, and it looks like it's going to hit this summer. Mary, when was the last time you ever heard of a flu season in the middle of summer?
Well, never. And to be honest with you, John, I'm very skeptical about anything they say, even their statistics. Currently, there are 200 illnesses that look and feel just like the influenza. There are thousands of viruses around us all the time, inside of us and outside of us. And when a person goes to the hospital and they're really ill with something and they end up dying with the flu, supposedly, it's usually the fact that they were immune compromised and had something else going on. And every year they actually mix together the stats of pneumonia and influenza deaths to create their stats anyway. So when you really look at it, they don't test people. They're not doing a test in a hospital to find out what type of flu you had when you died. They stopped doing that after the H1N1 so-called pandemic. The hospitals were literally ordered no longer test people who come in with flu-like symptoms. We're just going to call it the flu. So we really can't even believe their statistics when it comes to the national averages from flu season to flu season. So I believe when I looked at the MMRW, which is the mortality, the true mortality rates, that there's approximately 12 to 15,000 people every year who actually die with just the flu. The rest of them have pneumonia or some other circumstance that caused them to die.
Right.
So I don't believe half of what I hear from the CDC. They're so corrupt.
Well, and the adjustment that the CDC made, and evidently the news media in this country doesn't pay attention to the CDC, even though they're putting up screen wipes and they're putting up graphics, numbers from the CDC. Well, the CDC came out and went, whoops, we made a mistake. We overrepresented by at least 50%. No, there hasn't been 71,000 dead. There's been more like 30-some thousand. But yet you have these news medias that keep running, and up to and including Fox News, folks. We've been warning you when Rupert Murdoch retired, his liberal sons took over, and if you haven't noticed the changes on Fox News, well, then there's very little hope for you, because if you want to keep believing that Fox News is a respite of truth and conservative news, you better rethink your position. The point I was getting around to with this stay-at-home stuff is this interrupted the flu cycle. Now, they're relaxing the cycle. Now, they're expecting a second wave of COVID-19, and that would not have happened if they did not interrupt that flu cycle. What they're doing is isolating potential pockets of infected people to be released back into the population to reinfect. Mary, who the hell are these people?
They have an agenda, John.
I would say so. All right, we'll take the bottom of the hour break here. We're talking with Mary Tocco. Childhoodshots.com is the website. Go check it out, folks. She's also got a new book, Natural Immune Development, A Deeper Understanding.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I don't know.
Mary, we're kind of caught short here. I don't have your bullet points here because there's a lot of stuff. You and I have not done a program recently, and I'm desperately looking for that those bullet points. Mike has them, I think. Mike, do you have them? All right, post it up, if you please. Okay. Yeah. Okay. At any rate, talking with Mary Toko today about the plandemic. They have plans, Mary, in the future for a whole lot more vaccines. And people were wondering, you know, we went through this period of states making noises of mandatory vaccinations. Well, you can't be a health risk. You need to get vaccinated because your children go to a public school. And that was some of the logic that they were using. And some people bought it. You know, we've gone through the MMR vaccines. We saw the damage that was done there and where and what age they were shooting our kids up with. Peanut allergies, for God's sakes. All of a sudden, we had problems with people with peanut allergies. And you know what? They wouldn't even put little sacks of peanuts on board the planes to keep you quiet in the racked, stacked, and packed world of commercial airlines. I mean, it got to the point where it was like the notices went out. The lawyers got involved. Okay, well, this is what you've got to do, and just in case. And as it turns out, it was caused by the vaccines. Did anybody bother to tell us?
No, and they don't. And that's why we have food allergies to dairy, to chickens, to milk, casein in milk, because they use all of these animal products to develop vaccines. Those products belong in the stomach and in the gut. They do not belong in the blood. So when you take animal products and plant products and things like insect products and you inject them into the bloodstream, the body attacks them. They don't belong there, and you develop an immune reaction to them. So then when you eat them or when you're exposed to them, your body's in a state of hyper immune reaction. And John, all of this is detailed in my DVD series called Vaccinations, Risk, Responsibility, and Rights. I actually have a 6-part DVD series where I go all the way back to the polio vaccines. I give history. I have hundreds of charts and graphs. Everything in this 6-DVD series is fully medically referenced. I have the journaled articles there. None of this is based on my opinion. I prove my point with their research and their information. And your listeners can save 50% on this by going to my website, childhoodshots.com. And when you're checking out for the DVD series, you can use vaccine code. It's VAX2020. And that will save you 50%. And this is an accumulation of 40 years of my research. So thousands of hours went into putting this together for people to make it easy so that they can make informed healthcare decisions for themselves and for their children.
All right. We were having to print out. He could not post on my screen here your bullet points. And
I can read them real quick.
Well, I don't know which is going to be faster, Mike. Okay. This is your PowerPoint?
Oh, the PowerPoint. So I can explain that real quickly if you want, John. If people are interested in going to their sheriff, but they don't have the knowledge or they feel a little bit insecure about talking about this, I created a PowerPoint presentation for them to upload on their laptop or their tablet, read it over once or twice, and walk into your sheriff with it and go through it with them. This is all based on Sheriff Mack's lawsuit. It talks about the law. And then I also send them a letter, a citizen's letter to the sheriff, where I outline some of the bullet points that I am concerned about. For example, forced mandatory vaccinations for travel, education, or any other reason. Discrimination against partially or unvaccinated children or adults. This violates my medical privacy and is a violation of the HIPAA regulations. Public or private harassment by the CDC, medical doctors, or the Department of Social Services.
Thank you.
The forced pandemic testing, okay? I will not let anybody take my blood and for the purpose of pandemic testing. First of all, it's a procedure that we feel is not necessary and it's scientifically flawed. Excuse me. So there's a lot of things that I put in this that people can get simply by emailing me and I will send it to them.
Is this also posted on your website?
No. Yes. My video is on my website. If you open up my website, childhoodshots.com, and go to the very bottom of the page, you will see in a black bar the Sheriff Plan of Action. When you pull that up, it's a video of me explaining everything that you need to know. And then if you simply communicate with me, I will send you it all free of charge. No charge. Just everything I want to do to empower people to get out there and get their sheriffs.
Can I make a suggestion here, Mary? Rather than people trying to email you and do all that, can you post the county sheriff action plan on your website so they can just click it, it opens it up, and they can print it, they can download it?
I will try to, John, but my website is so packed, I need to help. I need someone who can technically help me to do that.
Okay.
But I will try to do that so that they don't even have to communicate with me.
Yeah. In today's world, the faster the better. People kind of get impatient at times when they have to wait for anything. So, and especially something like this, because this issue about who we are in this country, are we really a free people? This has become the focus for a lot of people. This is what people are talking to their state governors about. They're telling their state legislatures. They're telling the cops. They're going, wait a minute here. You know, somebody's, we're from the government. We're here to help you. Oh, my God. Anytime the government gets involved in anything, it's screwed up, and chances are it ends up costing 10 times more than what it would if it was done privately. But we just had, here was another anomaly about this, is that there was bailout signed even before the declaration of the pandemic to the tune of $12 trillion. So initially I thought, okay, well, the banks are kind of looking harmless in this deal. Well, evidently not, because the timing on this, Mary, was such that these stock markets wildly inflated, not even close to really telling people the health of the country and its business and the corporations and the companies that are on Wall Street. It just wasn't. I mean, we were at 30,000 plus on the Dow, where in actuality, it should have been around 10, 12, maybe 13,000. That would have been a better representation of the real value. But the bankers evidently already got their money. They got their bailouts. Companies got bailed out. Supposedly, we're going to be bailed out. We get a $1,200 check or whatever the case may be. You know, Mary, that's not going to cover the devastation they're doing based on this fraud. And what's going to happen here? I'm not reaching here. Is if these governors do not cease and desist with their planned destruction of their states' economies, I have a sneaking suspicion people are ready to storm the Bastille, and I don't think these governors can dig moats around their state houses fast enough.
I agree with you. To see the tension arising when I talk to people online, I see the tension arising in them, and they're throwing their hands up going, what is going on? And I am glad that there is a movement of people who are getting out there, who are not willing to sit back any longer, who are, you know, becoming braver in that they're fighting for their rights. They're starting to talk about it. And I just think that it's time that our country, this is a great opportunity for us to make a change. And I feel it is like Sheriff Mack says, his book is called The Last Hope. And I really believe that we have a chance to make a huge difference if we can get our sheriffs and other peacekeepers on board. And that includes veterans. Anybody who took an oath to uphold our Constitution or defend our country can get behind this movement. And we can, state by state, county by county, we can make a difference, but we're running out of time.
And time is the one thing that we had before. It was maybe our friend, at times our enemy. But what I'm, Mary, and I've been all over this, on the issue of constitutionality and how our form of government at state and federal has failed. We see them every day. And people get a chuckle of, oh, well, what's the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders? What are they up to? You know, I'm like, you know, who cares? Who gives a damn? And what was necessary a long time ago was coalitions of people. And I don't give a damn if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever. This is we the people. We are the government. We elect people best suited to represent us. Well, represent us in what? A fairy tale? A new government handout? Something to make us more dependent on government? Or are we there to tell them that you must conduct yourself in this constitutionally limited republic? The rule book's for you. It's not for us. Constitution, Mary, wasn't written for us. It was the guidelines for the government, and there were penalties for coloring outside those lines. Well, they have broken that. They have broken a trust in the faith of the American people. They're more happy to talk about their brand new democracy that they have found. And that means if you can convince 51% of the voters that this is the way it ought to be, well, we'll take the consensus. Ah, see, the people agree. It's the new law. No. No. And
Martin Luther King. I'm sorry, John.
Go ahead.
I think this quote is amazing. Martin Luther King said there are two types of laws, just and unjust. He said we have a moral responsibility to obey the just laws, and conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And so when you understand that your sheriff serves the people and not the governor, not the county commissioner, but the citizens themselves, you then can go to them in confidence and say, this law or so-called law or whatever is unjust, and I will not tolerate it, and I will not comply. And that's where we have to be at this place, and that's what we have to do.
Yeah, the only problem with that is, Mary, that, you know, Ron Paul was known as Dr. No on Capitol Hill in Washington, okay? He was snickered at and laughed at. He was the brunt of many jokes. But he was known as Dr. No because the man would never vote on a bill that on its surface was unconstitutional. There is actually a box on the government's paperwork for the meanderings through the Senate and the Congress and this, that, and the other. There's actually a box there to check that you recognize that this is constitutional and I've read this and I check it and there it goes. The problem is that they're not following the rule book. They're trying to get away with as much as they can, and they're going to continue to do it. I'm sure, since the last time I've talked to you, watching the lefties and their activists out there, the people that were paid, the Antifa people that show up unrecognizable and mask and doing damage to people and property, and the cops just standing around twiddling their thumbs and doing nothing. These people were funded. George Soros funded them. The FBI is trying to bring down Donald Trump, and we got a communist lefty running around funneling money into people that their one objective is to go in, bust up demonstrations, or show up and cause, should I use the term, terror. Terrorize people. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, now we've got a situation, Mr. Lawman, in this country that your butt's up against the wall. And guess what's in front of you? The people, and the numbers are growing. Guess what's behind you? A system that doesn't give a damn about you if you live or you die. They'll just pin a badge on another body and shove that one out there. This is getting intense for more than one reason. The dynamics on this, Mary, are... there's a myriad of them.
Well, I didn't see any Antifa in Michigan at the last rally that they had. Okay? In other words, there were people that were actually critical of this and said, oh my gosh, how can they show up with guns? And then I said, they're showing up with guns, number one, because they have a right. And number two, they're getting their message out there loud and clear. Yep. That we will not be trampled on. We're not willing to sit back and be trampled on. And so it is very interesting. But I didn't see anyone out there from Soros' gang getting in their face. Did you?
No, I didn't. And that, you know, to be honest with you, if I was one of the Antifa people funneling this money from the people and the likes of George Soros, that would have been a perfect opportunity to draw national attention. Oh, look what these right gun owner deplorables are doing to us. Right. Well, this shows a level of courage and personal commitment that tells you there is none. Because when it comes time for them to put their butts on the line for what they believe in, they don't believe. They're just little paid activists and troublemakers, the maladjusted. You know, I mean, geez, did somebody know beforehand? Is that why Antifa Mary wore a mask long before the COVID-19 thing? Or was it to hide their identity from the cameras?
I think they're chickens. I think they're just big chickens, John. They have no backbone.
Yeah.
Like you say, they're just paid to go out there and act like fools. And if they were real people who had strong convictions and were honest and had good motives, why would they cover their face?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was kind of funny to watch people, the uninitiated, the people, the sheeple of the country, running around in the streets of America wearing masks and gloves. I mean, to the point, Mary, I mean, it was hilarious. Steve Elkins, which is a RN, he's a traveling nurse. He does ICU. That's his specialty. And he has been sending me pictures. We had a shortage of masks, okay? So people were getting inventive. People were actually wearing women's full-size Kotexes on their faces. I mean, Mary, this is how...
You know what?
Jeez.
John, I actually, with one of my girlfriends, this is no joke, we actually sat one night outside and we're talking about this, and we actually went and got those big Kotex and made a joke out of it. I mean, I kid you not, we were laughing hysterically because it's gotten to that point, and all of these homemade masks that don't do anything to protect anybody. It's pretty sad that Americans are so scared into doing all of this crazy stuff and never stop and think about it, never ask the questions.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't know enough. See, here's the problem. The de-education of people in this country, they're not even smart enough to know when they're being hoodwinked. They're so lacking in credible information that they can't even talk to themselves and arrive at a consensus in their own heads because the information isn't there. The power of information, the globalist buddies that we know and love, they know one thing: knowledge is power. And
exactly.
they've got that ability to control that knowledge that people receive. And that's the reason why they went after the media years ago. You know, it's funny. They're now talking about meat shortages in supermarkets. And Wendy's, well, you can't buy a hamburger in many locations at Wendy's because, well, we have a supply chain problem. I am not kidding. I watched Fox the other day, and some politician, some Congress critter from Washington, never saw him before, don't care who he is, they brought him in for an interview. And the guy is talking about, well, we need to do something. This is critical infrastructure. We've got to make sure that these processing houses stay open and blah, 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 and on it went. And he made the statement, and he said, well, we really have only four major processing facilities in this country, and two are owned by the Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, the little ditz that's doing the interview, Mary, never thought to ask the politician, well, wait a minute. What are you talking about? We only have two producers, packaging and producers of America. She didn't even follow up with a logical question after that. Is why is this not decentralized? These are corporate giants that make a decision and can literally make you starve for a food product. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we've known this has been coming a long time, John. And that, you know, information is powerful. And that is why I feel like Sheriff Mack, our last hope might be in the sheriff. And that's why I've made it so easy for your listeners to pull up a PowerPoint. It's all right there. I will get them everything they need so that they can confidently and competently hold meetings in their home, go to their neighbors, their family, their friends, you know, start educating people on the power of the sheriff. Find out if you have an elected sheriff in your county. Reach them and go to them peacefully, because we do have a window here where people are awake, they're aware. Even the sheeple know something's up. They know something's not right. I really believe that.
Yeah.
And this is a great opportunity for this country. And then, of course, it's an election year. I really believe that our president, he knows what's going on, and he is really giving all these people in charge, making all these terrible decisions, he's handing them a noose. And my prayer is they're going to hang themselves at the end of this. They're going to hang themselves.
Well,
as long as they
give the noose to Mr. Pence, Vice President, because he's the one that brought in Fauci and that woman doctor.
Yeah, he's not. I know. It's really, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, and don't you know, Mary, he's a Christian. And when you do that and you put an R next to that, it's like, oh, here's manna from heaven. No, this is part of the swamp that Trump has been dealing with. He's had an on-the-job training exercise for the last 3.5 years. He's going to get reelected. I can't wait to see what he does with his lame duck presidency. That ought to be a lot of fun. Hey, yes. I've got the aforementioned Steve Elkins with me. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great. I was trying to find my window of opportunity to call and ask a couple of questions to Mary. It's actually been over a year now, been wanting to ask her these questions. I think I did talk to her brother, and he said, call her up. And I never did actually reach her. I know she's a busy woman, but if you don't mind, I'm just going to ask a couple of questions real here, vaccine related.
Sure.
I had a conversation with Deborah Tavares a while back, about 2 years ago now, at an Eagle Forming. And the conversation was, it was about vaccines. And I noticed my wife and I were walking around stores in Indiana. And we walked into several stores, one after the other, and we noticed something. It was just a visual. It caught our attention that several males working in the store, teenagers to early 20s, were overwhelmingly homosexual, no doubt about it. The behavior, the mannerisms, lack of facial hair, the narrow shoulders, the narrow hips, smaller hands, thin wrists, the characteristics more of a female than a male. So the question I asked her one day was, the question I'm going to ask you is it possible that some of the vaccines, mainly like this HPV vaccine, the human papillomavirus vaccine, singularly or in combination with other vaccines all at the same time, could be suppressing the testosterone and expressing more of the estrogen during that male puberty cycle?
Absolutely. There, it's not opinion. It's been pretty much proven that many of the toxic ingredients in vaccinations are hormone disruptors. We have some ingredients that open up the blood-brain barrier. Glyphosate is one of them. And they have found glyphosate in almost all the vaccines because of the plant. We've been using it so readily in the plant community. But these hormone disruptors are causing an imbalance very early in life. And so I've noticed the same thing. Unlike ever before, I'm seeing these extremely feminine men, their voice, the way they act and everything. Also, the MMR vaccination, that the measles component of it was completely analyzed by an Italian lab, and they found that it's 100% male DNA. So every person getting this vaccine, the MMR vaccine, is getting human DNA injected into them, which then goes and affects their hormones. We also know that when boys are producing a lot of testosterone in the first year of life, they're given a lot of vaccinations, which shuts down that process. So we are causing these problems, absolutely.
So we're not...
Okay. Another quick question before the top of the hour here.
Oh, Steve. I was just going to say we're coming up to break here in about a minute, and I'll carry you over. Because these are some of the questions that you have been thinking about for over a year. Well, here's your chance to ask them. Mary Toko is my guest. Childhoodshots.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. And the County Sheriff Action Plan for Citizens. You can request that information from Mary, and that's on her website. Let's continue this conversation after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And I got Mary pretty warmed up here, and she's starting on a roll. Thanks, Steve. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202 657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.